Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, everyone, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. You know, with only 5 days to go for those who are celebrating Christmas, you may be feeling the stress and the strain of the holiday obligations and responsibilities, which at this time of the year, it weighs pretty heavily on your shoulders. For instance, those who have been preparing meals and menus, making sure that holiday dinners respect everyone's dining pleasures. You might be including perhaps a tofurkey for those vegan relatives, or serving almond and coconut cheeses for those who have given up dairy. And how about trying to decide which holiday cards to send? You know, do the recipients celebrate Christmas? Do they celebrate Hanukkah? Do they celebrate Kwanzaa? Or do they celebrate anything at all? You know, maybe it's just good to play it safe with a card for everyone that simply proclaims wishing you a festive season. You know, we haven't even mentioned the whole gift-giving thing. And the Posse of Angels, here they come, they marvel. They marvel at just how much we humans actually accomplish, even though we have to operate in a physical reality where many of us are still constantly battling time and manifestation delays. You know, they absolutely shake their heads in wonderment as they watch us braving the shopping malls, holding on to our sanity or our insanity as we wait in long lines in the parking lots, long lines to check out at the registers, long lines to get our coffees, and long lines to buy our groceries. In fact, they're singing the Andy Williams song by substituting the lyric,
It's the most stressful time of the year, you know, with this thought in mind. And they always do this with humor. They are entitling today's topic, The Blessings of Life Falling Apart. You know, the Posse of Angels, they're showing me that they're sporting their chef's hats today. And they are in the kitchen, and they've been inspired to create some new flavors for the holidays. They have all the usual fixings to prepare a sumptuous meal, but they're pointing to some very new ingredients. I guess the point that they're making is that if we have the same foods prepared in the same way, with the same taste, then we will get a pretty predictable meal. And while there's nothing wrong with predictable, you know, some people love traditions, it rarely is exciting. And as we've experienced the same taste before, and we pretty much know what to expect, they are saying that their little foray into the kitchen today and the idea of spicing up their recipes with some new ingredients can be translated to experiencing new things in our life as well. They wish to know, and they're asking us, why so many humans choose to hold on to the expectation that life has to be predictable, perhaps to stay the same and to never change. They're reminding us that when the majority of humans excitedly wrote the contract of their lives, each one of us wrote a contract for our life when we were in just that, we were a spirit in our one true home across the veil, we actually wished for contrast. We wished for challenges. We wished to expand our experiences and to be tested in order to grow. I know that's pretty hard to believe, but that's the only way some of us grow is by being tested with challenges. Now, for this to happen, things cannot stay the same. And if we do not willingly initiate change, then those things that we have experienced, well, they must fall apart in order for the new experience to present itself. This vision of life falling apart, it actually brought to mind the Tower card in tarot, and it's no wonder that this is one of the most feared cards in the tarot deck. In many traditional decks, it depicts the ground shaking from an earthquake as a tower tumbles down and people jumping off the tower to save their lives. This card is an indication that a person's life is indeed on shaky ground, and that major change is happening. And, you know, strange as it may seem, instead of seeing the Tower card as doom and gloom, I often choose to see it as a good sign. For immediately after something falls apart in one's life, then God and the angels will send a blessing, a fortuitous and beneficial sign as to what is needed to step forward after this upheaval in our lives. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in many cases, after things fall apart, our human nature, this is what many people do, and it's just human nature, after things fall apart, our human nature has us staring at what has fallen apart, and we're trying to figure out how to put it back together again and make it just the same, instead of fixing our gaze on the new sign that is being presented to us. You know, many times this sign shows up as a fortuitous and synchronistic meeting with just the right person at the right time. And this person provides us with important information, or perhaps a connection or an opportunity to help us move forward in a brand new way. And when some aspect of falling apart, or perhaps not working out as we expected. Well, the posse of angels, they are assuring us that even though it might be very difficult to believe, we have actually, unconsciously, co-created this to happen with God. Now, the reason we would do such a thing is that our former experience of what we co-created with God, well, for our soul's growth, it no longer serves our highest benefit for our spiritual journey. And that's basically why we are here. We're not here to have an easy life. We're not here to have a life in which everything is monotone and nothing ever happens. We are here for our soul's growth. You know, it does seem hard to believe when our lives are falling apart that if things did not go south and if they didn't get worse, that many of us would never get the hint to try something new. You know, lots of people hear alarm bells going off that they should leave, that it would be beneficial for them to leave a job, and they remain, until things get so bad or that they're actually fired from a position before they move on. In many instances, our lives need to fall apart so that we can experience more of life and grow so much larger and shine so much brighter than we ever thought possible. How would many of us know our potential? And how would we know our greatness if we were never tested in this way? You know, I remember when my husband Pete and I lived on the heavenly Sunshine Coast in beautiful Queensland, Australia, and we decided to take a trip to the States in 2006. And we had come to visit my parents. They lived at that time in Virginia. And then we decided to go to California. We found ourselves in Carmel on the beautiful beach in Northern California. And suddenly, on a breeze, I heard the voice of God. And God clearly said, when you move to the States, this is the area you need to move to first. Well, from my experience, when God takes the time from his or her busy schedule to speak to someone, it's not meant to invite a discussion or to encourage cheerful banter. It is meant solely as a directive on high for one to follow that word. Relaying this information to Pete replied, but we're not going to move to the States. And, you know, quite frankly, in Pete's defense, why would we have ever considered it? We lived in a beautiful beach home with the sparkling Pacific Ocean just steps from our back door. My healing practice was hugely successful, and I often joke to Pete that with all of my client sessions, workshops, meditation nights, teaching Reiki, that we should have put a revolving door at the front of our home. After God delivered this very clear message of moving to the States, we returned home to Australia, and we expected life to return to normal, which it did not. After many years of having a busy schedule in my business Angel Healing House, my number of clients began to steadily decline. It didn't matter how much I advertised and what specials I offered. The numbers continued to diminish. Meeting with a dear friend who was also an international psychic, I asked him what the heck was going on and why this was happening. He calmly took a sip of tea and said, "Well, the angels are just applauding you and saying that you have graduated and you're ready to move on. By so-called turning the faucet off on your clients, they are just encouraging you to move to the States for the next part of your journey with Pete." Now, synchronistically, it was also around this time that Pete's job was no longer working out for him. Funny about that. With both of our sources of income suddenly drying up, we were encouraged. Now, I don't like, when it comes to God's directives, I don't like to use the word forced, you know, when it comes to God's suggestions, but we were encouraged to sell our home and to move to the States. Were we happy about this? Well, we were not happy about selling our home, but our hearts were wildly excited about following God's directions for us. You know, everyone, the rewards for things falling apart, seemingly, and for us stepping forward after everything seemingly fell apart, was absolutely life-changing for us. Yes, it opened new doors, and it presented us with opportunities and connections to fulfill our long-held dreams and our intentions. You know, looking back, I can clearly see that the true blessing in having our livelihood dry up and completely disappear was that it tested our faith. It tested our trust in God's plan for us, not in our limited plan as to what we thought that life had to look like for us. In addition, it tested our faith and it tested our belief in ourselves that all we needed to do was to follow the last thing that God told us to do, and then we would be presented with the people, the connections, and the opportunities to bring us those synchronistic meetings. And that's exactly what has happened since we moved to the States in 2008. Pete and I have often said all we need to do is the last thing that God asks us to do. A lot of times it's not logical. A lot of times it's not rational. You can't justify these things. But every time we've stepped forward, miracles have happened for us. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that when life falls apart or it doesn't go as we are attached to that expectation, it simply means that we have outgrown our former lessons and we've actually graduated to be presented with new lessons. Imagine the Posse of Angels when things aren't going as well, when you just feel like it's time to move on. Imagine that the Posse of Angels are handing you a cap and a gown and a diploma. So you've graduated beyond your current life and are now more than ready to co-create a larger, more expanded world of experiences for yourself. You know, I've had so many clients over the past 14 years in my business, Angel Healing House, and they're saying, this job was so perfect for me 10 years ago. I loved the people. I loved where I worked. But in the last year, those people have left. There was a change in management, and the management is so mean now. Nothing is going right. What can I do to make it right? And I said, it's just a sign that the angels and God are sending you to say that it's like a coat which you wore 10 years ago, and you've outgrown this coat. You've grown so much larger, and it's time to move on. So all you need to do is you ask God and the angels, please send me signs on how I can move forward and fit a new coat, a new job that would suit me better now. Because we change so much, especially in these consciously aware times, as we've shifted, ourselves have changed, our perceptions, our attitudes have changed, our eyes are so much clearer to see things. That's why things are being disclosed and revealed to us in the world, because we have shifted and our eyes are now open to it. So if things are falling apart in your life, you can always, and you can't figure it out, all you need to do is say, angels, please, please show me signs on how I can move forward release your patient, stay in the present moment and observe the signs that they send you. You know, when our life seemingly, and they are using the word seemingly, falls apart, it means that heaven wishes to open new doors and new opportunities for you to experience. When life seemingly falls apart, it means that you're strong enough, you are brave enough to experience something so much greater than you ever could have imagined. Is it scary? You bet. Will we have to muster up courage and be brave? The posse of angels is saying, without a doubt. But when life falls apart, it's because on some unconscious level, you are ready for it to fall apart and be dismantled and have co-created it for it to be so. So you're not a victim and there's nothing to blame. When life seemingly falls apart, it gives us the blessing and opportunity to get us off the couch and force us out of our comfort zone in order to try. You know, when we meet with the Etheric Council, when we cross over, one of the greatest things that we get applauded for is not our achievements, is not our certifications, but whether we tried. This could be try something new, or try a new approach to life. It could also be to try our patience, to try our faith, to try our trust, that everything ultimately will always work out for our highest good, even though we cannot see it. And the posse of angels is quick to add that when things fall apart in our lives, the blessing that comes in with it may not be so easily discernible. It just might take a connected angel practitioner like myself to help one see the hidden gifts and the treasures in one's life falling apart, that although it's hard to believe, it will miraculously open up one's world more than they possibly could ever imagine. And I have seen it countless times in my Angel Healing House practice of clients who have co-created circumstances in their lives to be challenged and strengthened in order to experience more of life, in order to grow in areas that they never dreamed of before. Now, years ago, for example, years ago, a deeply depressed client began to see me, and after several months of clearing and cleansing negative beliefs, she came home to the divine self within her. And she chose to see herself as worthy and deserving of being honored and respected in her marriage. Excuse me. Feeling empowered, she began to lose weight, and she made greater time in her life for spiritual reflection and a reconnecting to who she divinely is. With a deeper sense of who she was, who she is, she restored her faith. And she restored her belief in herself. What she did not know at the time was that she was actually preparing herself and getting herself ready for her whole world to fall apart. For by stepping into this glorious, radiant light of who she is, her energetic frequency started to rise to such a high level that she was no longer in resonance with the energies of her dishonoring husband, who then left her and her children for the younger woman he was having an affair with. Because of all the previous clearing and cleansing that we had done in our many previous sessions together, I was amazed by her composure, her calm, her lack of anger, resentment, and bitterness that so often follows the divorce scenario. In fact, the calm, kindness, deep compassion, and concern that she has shown to her ex has been nothing short of miraculous. Sure, she has cried, but who wouldn't? Almost together for 20 years, they've shared memories of birthing beautiful children and shared hopes and dreams. But what my client demonstrated was a constant state of equilibrium, of grace, as legal issues got addressed, and all the myriad of loose ends needed to be tied up to complete her divorce. I mentioned to this client that I had never seen anyone go through a divorce with such strength, courage, and also conviction in themselves and God's plan for them. In our last session together, the Posse of Angels showed us the vision of a large community of women that this client was addressing with workshops and blogs, and they showed her even a possible radio program. This beautiful light of grace would take all that she learned from her experience of her life falling apart and go on to help so many others love themselves. In this way, they could learn from her experience, seeing their own divorce from a higher perspective, and in order to perceive it as being an extraordinary opportunity to be challenged and to grow and to honor themselves and to step into new beginnings with sustained faith, belief, and God as life was seemingly falling apart. The important thing that the Posse of Angels wishes for us to remember when things fall apart in our lives is that if we only let go of what we expect to come in and we stay present to receive and act upon the signs that God gives us on how to proceed, then we will be given exactly what we need and be the best for our growth and the benefit of all concerned. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Transformation Talk Radio, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back, we will be taking some of those calls for those free angel readings. Remember to call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and I'll see you after the break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before the break, I was speaking about, and the Posse of Angels was speaking about the topic, the blessings of life falling apart. And it's really important to remember, especially at this time of year, please do stay present. There are so many things to distract us. Be safe in traffic. Remain present. I know lots of people have lots of things on their lists, but the more that we can just stay in the present moment, the more we will keep ourselves safe, the more we will be aware of things around us. And you know, those things that really need to get done will get done. And everything else can just go Our safety, our emotional safety, and our physical safety is at the top of the list. I want everybody to be safe this holiday season. Let's go to our callers. Our first caller is Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. Are you feeling the holiday season stresses, or are you staying nice and calm?
I was calm until I started listening about all the shopping that needs to get done and all the crowds. I didn't think about that. No, I'm staying calm. I'm not making a big deal out of this holiday season, and I'm trying to just stay in the present moment. I really liked your discussion today about when things fall apart, because I feel like that happens with my physical body. You know, then something happens that I reevaluate and refocus and things get better. So it does feel like when you get sick or something, that something bad's happening. But I guess, like you're saying, that there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and the healing, when we start to heal, often physical symptoms come up. And that's the body's message to us, that it is strong enough to bring things into emotional alignment. The immune system is powerful enough to bring forth those physical symptoms. Otherwise, it would just stay in a loop of hiding those symptoms and for us to address them. Because unless we had those physical symptoms, we never would know to address the things until it is too late.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a different perspective on stuff not feeling like it is what we want it to be.
Yeah. And then you know, when we do have those physical symptoms, then one of the default programming is to get angry, is to blame, why me, you know, and then go into, some people say, everyone I know is healthy, why, and everybody, you know, may be healthy on some level, but because we're physical beings, we all have weaknesses and we all have ups and downs. And when you play that game of, you know, resentment or saying that everybody else is, then we don't feel good about ourselves, and it just depresses our immune system.
Yeah, exactly. And the poor me thing doesn't even, what I've noticed is if I do poor me, the ailment doesn't change. It just stays and even magnifies it. You know, it makes it worse because I'm not looking at it in the way it's meant to be looked at. It just kind of gets stuck there. So.
Yes. That's a good word. That's actually a good word for it, that it gets stuck.
Yeah, it feels like it just stays, or it feels like it even expands when I get upset. And then if I breathe in and send love, it just starts to dissipate.
Exactly. So when those physical symptoms come up, you know, you bless them and you say, oh, my body is just so incredible because it's showing me what needs to be attended. And then, you know, well, the posse of angels are saying, they're giving you a cap and gown because they're saying you have gone above and beyond in attending to those physical symptoms. Sometimes they're saying you might be going overboard and doing so much, which is stressful. It's stressful, you know, for you. But they're saying that you're doing a wonderful job, and to put the emphasis on that. You know, they're also showing me like a marathon race. You know, they said, you know, you've run the race. You're like 99.9% there. And then instead of putting your focus on that 99.9%, you keep focusing on that little, point of a percent that still has yet to be done. And they're saying, if you can bless that, if you can bless your journey that's brought you this far, it'll be amazing how those energies will go to bringing into alignment that point of a percent. So they're saying you have done a wonderful job so far.
It's so true that I focus on what still needs to be done instead of what I've accomplished.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're nodding their heads and saying, so, you know, now it's time to shift your focus and to say, gee, I did an extraordinary job. I mean, you know, from where I came from and the way I was eating before and, you know, all these things and the detoxing and the cleansing and the clearing, the journey has just been extraordinary. So in that, it will boost your immune system. So did you have a question or do a general read?
I really would like a general read for 2018.
Okay, lovely.
To prepare because it's a couple weeks away. You know, I just want to be in preparation if some, you know, like if there's something I need to know.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, first card that comes out for you is the Ace of Wands. And they're saying, Beth, there's a new beginning for you. There's a new beginning in your career. There's a new, shivers all over me. It has something to do with you going public about your mediumship. They're saying, oh my gosh, shivers all over. All you need to do is sit and say, I am ready to be of service in the best way that God wants me to be of service, and let everything else go, because they're saying that, you know, don't ever think that you're in competition with other mediums out there. There's Long Island Medium, there's John Edwards, there's Tyler, the Hollywood Medium. Who cares? We all have our divine fingerprints. We are like snowflakes. No two of us are exactly the same. And they're saying your special brand of humor and just the way and the manner that you present these messages touches people's hearts like nobody else, my dear. So I'm just smiling so hard that my smile hurts. They're
I'm
just saying
goosebumps.
Yeah, don't say, oh, I won't have time to go on holiday, I won't have time with my husband or whatever. Don't say anything. Just say, I opened myself to be of service. They will not ask of us anything that is deleterious but this will help you grow and it will present you opportunities like you can't possibly imagine. There might be even involved travel in this as well, which you will absolutely love. But they're saying, Beth, just say yes. Okay, next card. Whoa, next card is the Chariot. Okay, what happens as a result in 2018 of you saying yes to this new beginning around your gifts as a medium, is the recognition. The Chariot is all about being recognized. It's all about being promoted, rewarded, and it's also about travel, funnily enough. I just said that and that card turned over. You know, you could be traveling to different locations. There's a number of ways that this movement could come in. And the next card is the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands is finally there's a completion. There's a completion. This has been worrying you for quite some time on not having this extraordinary gift, but with presenting it to the world. You were very fearful about this, but you were ready to lay down those burdens, so to speak, and to just open yourself up to the miracles that will be presented to you, and those burdens will be lifted. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Oh, they want me to choose one So they're saying yes. Oh, wow. You got the jackpot card. Wow. That's what it says. It says jackpot. Do you see dollar signs? They're circling around you like a veritable cyclone. Everything in your aura is pointing to material gain. Do you want to manifest a home, a love, a better job, a new life, maybe a bigger pocketbook? It might, bingo, they're saying, it might be wise to make some room for that now and just step into that. So if you wanted to know what's going to happen in 2018, is you're ready, Beth, for that jackpot to appear. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yay! Very exciting. I'm covered in goosebumps. How fun. I'm excited for 2018. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sending so much love. Take care.
Lots of love, Angel.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Sharon in North Carolina. Sharon, you are on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House.
Hello, I'm on the air?
Yes, you are. Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Awesome. Hi, Claire.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. This is just perfect. I was yesterday just communicating with my angels and walked out about a situation that's going on, and I walked out in the parking lot, and there was a feather, a white feather, and I said, oh, I brought it to my fiance. I said, now this is the coolest thing. This is best communication I've gotten all day about my situation. But I wanted to call and talk to you about that and ask you a little bit further,
okay.
And it's regarding finances.
Okay, all right.
So financially, do I need to tell you details?
for myself and the listeners, just a little bit about the details surrounding this.
Okay, I'm a teacher and I got laid off a few months ago, and I recently got a part-time job. Feel very like I'm supposed to be here part-time substituting. And I feel like this may lead to full-time beginning of next year. In the meantime, the bills are still there, and I have been stressing over money, especially more around the holidays, two kids in college and whatnot. And I'm learning to trust, and I know that this is where I'm supposed to be. So I just kind of want to look at my financial outlook for what is to come.
Okay. They're saying, yes, indeed, you brought this to yourself in order to see how much faith and how much courage you will have. They want you to bless the situation. Being laid off from your job, being laid off from a job is never pleasant. But there were aspects, they're saying, there were aspects of that job, Sharon, which were not either fully honoring to you or that you had outgrown and you were ready to move on. I don't know if you were aware of this. How long were you at your teaching position?
This particular school was a year, and yes, it's a blessing. It was, ever since the word, it was screamed at me to leave probably before then. So it was,
okay.
It was a blessing.
Okay. In your time of quiet reflection, you say, thank you, God and angels, for providing me this life falling apart, seemingly, and getting me out of that job so that a new opportunity can be presented to me. And you have a part-time job substituting. I know a friend of mine who does this almost full-time. So this is helping, but they want you to know that with your trust and with your faith, they want you to allow the angels to lead you like a little child. And they're saying they sent you that white feather, because when white feathers are around, that's a sign from the angels. Yes, my beloved Sharon, we have heard your prayers. All prayers are listened to, and all prayers are answered. But not in the how, we figure it, and now not in our timing. But they want you to know that your finances definitely, most definitely, will improve in 2018, and you will be presented. You will be presented. Now, here they come. They don't want you to limit yourself by only teaching in the classroom. I don't know what that means. That means if you can see yourself as a teacher that could teach in a number of arenas, it could teach in a number of ways, just say thank you. Actually, you do this exercise. Okay, they want you to sit for 10 or 15 minutes. Everyone that's done this has had extraordinary results, maybe not immediately, but they want you to sit for 10 or 15 minutes every single day in a quiet place, light a candle as reverence, and they want you to close your eyes, drop down to your heart, and scream at the top of your lungs, "Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary opportunity that just came to me. I get to be financially remunerated for my gifts and talents. I work with extraordinarily like-minded, lovely people in a wonderful location and environment, and I get to do what I love." And they want you to drop down to your heart and feel what that feels like to go to bed at night and wiggle and can't wait to go to this new opportunity the next morning, because it's those feelings that will speak to the same vibrational energy as the universe. And the more you do this, the more you say thank you, because their job may have not appeared on the physical level yet, but it's in the etheric waiting for you. And you wouldn't want it to come to you before all those puzzle pieces are put into place, in order for it to be as extraordinary as it possibly can. So let me go to the cards and see what's going to come out for our lovely Sharon. Things are working out in perfect order for you, my dear. And they love that you are relying on your faith in God and the angels. It's just beautiful. Okay, there you go. The first card out for you is the Magician. You are the alchemist. You are the magician that is going to, with this 10 or 15 minutes exercise, it's going to create this extraordinarily high frequency, enthusiastic, passionate, and excited energies that's going to go out to the universe. And you're going to, by feeling so abundant, you're going to be bringing back a massive amount of abundance in 2018. Next card that's coming out for you is the money card, is the Three of Pentacles. This is the card of people recognizing you monetarily for your skills and your abilities and your talents. And so the next one is the Three of Swords. They want you to let go of any lack. They want you to let go of any feeling like you don't have enough. Keep saying, "I am wealthy, I am prosperous, and I always have exactly what I need," and feel rich, because that's who we abundantly are. I'll choose one card from you from our Oracle of E deck, and that card is At Your Service. And the At Your Service card is keep defaulting to your angels, even if you can't figure it out, that you're there to serve in a higher way, and they're saying thank you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, Claire, it sure has. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much for those insights and messages, and I appreciate what you do and what you offer to so many. So it's really made my day, and my heart sings with joy and love, and thank you for that.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless you, sweetheart, and happy, prosperous 2018. Take care.
Oh, thank you, Claire. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We're going to Karina. Karina, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, hi. thank you for taking my call.
Okay, what's your question? We've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, basically, what's the message for my transition?
Could you repeat that? What is the message for?
What is the message for my transition?
Okay, your transition.
Okay, your transition
to,
to a
new job or to 2018?
Basically, it's a new job and relationship.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the cards.
All right, let's go to the cards.
First card for you is the Lover's card. And the Lover's card is about making a choice. They want you to know that I'm getting a reverb here. Am I on speaker, Karina?
Am I on speaker, Karina? Yes, let me take you off.
Thank you.
Yes, is that better now?
Oh my gosh, is that so much better? Okay. What they're saying is your transition into a new job or finances or that is saying that you will be given a choice, and the choice will be always go with what your heart is telling you to do. It may not be logical, it may not be rational, but always go with your intuition. And the choice will be obvious when you drop down to your heart. Next card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Swords. They want you to release any lack or scarcity, and they want you to also do the exercise of sitting down for about 10 or 15 minutes every single day and saying thank you. Thank you for this new opportunity that I'm going to be transitioning into very easily, and feel it. Feel the joy. Feel the enthusiasm. Feel what you will be feeling when this magical opportunity comes to you. And the Ace of Cups is this new beginning around your emotional state. So all this has to do with your transition will depend on your emotional state. The more at peace you can be, the more rich, abundant, prosperous, and wealthy you can feel. You know, I have everything. I always have everything I need, and I will be presented with ways I can be of best service. In that way, then you will always be presented with exactly what your soul needs and will be for your most, not only your benefit, but the greatest benefit of all concerned. We're going to the Oracle of E cards. I love this card. This is a great way to end the program today. It's the Everything is Beautiful card. Everything is beautiful. Get ready to be dumbfounded in the best way you possibly can be. You will be speechless as how beautiful your life is. Things that once seemed common, that you often took for granted, are about to show off their true colors. Real beauty is about to come into focus. Please remember to thank the universe. So that is a wonderful, wonderful way to end your reading. And your transitions will be peaceful and calm and abundant if you establish those energies. And I hope that's been helpful for you, Karina.
Yes, I'll definitely try. I'm definitely a lot calmer than I have ever been in any kind of major transitions. But thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
You're very welcome. Take care. Be blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too, Pastor. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that just about wraps the show up today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners. You mean so much to me. And for those who are still looking for holiday gifts, please do remember that I've got wonderful books filled with inspiration, books that enlighten, books that uplift, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and the beautiful Angels of Faith book would make wonderful holiday gifts for people, as well as my Angel Meditation CD. So Until next time, remember to allow your divine light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I really do look so forward to speaking with you next week. All those that are celebrating, have a safe, a blessed, a peaceful, a joyous, and loved-filled Christmas. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you.